right, let's dive into something pretty unique. A brand identity workshop held in Cape Town, South Africa. Picture this. February 1st, 2025.
Okay.
A stylish gallery restaurant called Six Spin Street.
Okay.
Buzzing with creatives.
Yeah.
Gathered for a day of inspiration.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
From what I've read, it seems like they managed to strike a really interesting balance, you know?
Yep.
Lending those insights from successful entrepreneurs with hands-on activities.
Right. Not an easy thing to pull off.
It's not. It's not.
Definitely not.
Not at all.
And to kick things off, they had two entrepreneurs, Melissa from Pedestrian Clothing.
Yeah.
And Fakil from Yonda Clothing.
Okay.
Really embodying that mix of inspiration and practicality. What stood out to you about their conversation?
I think the biggest takeaway there was their honesty. Uh-huh. You know, they were sharing both the highs and lows of their journey, the struggles they faced, even relatable fears like worrying about a product launch, flopping.
Oh, I feel that one. Every creative worries about that.
Yeah, for sure.
And they even brought in some South African humor.
Okay.
By mentioning load shedding,
which
are these planned power outages.
Okay.
It definitely added a unique cultural touch.
It did, yeah. And, it highlights how powerful it can be to bring in those little, those cultural nuances, right? It makes the learning experience more relatable, more memorable, even for someone who, has never even been to South Africa. Did those cultural references make you feel more connected to the workshop?
Absolutely.
Ah.
Yeah. It made me feel like I was getting a little glimpse into the day-to-day life of, entrepreneurs in Cape Town. This wasn't just a sit and listen kind of workshop.
No, not at all. They had a whole segment dedicated to hands-on activities designed to help participants, really build their brand. One of those activities was creating mood boards. You're familiar with those?
Yeah.
Those collages of images and colors and textures meant to capture a brand's essence. They're really powerful tools for bringing those abstract ideas to life.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. But for those of us who might not be as familiar with mood boards, can you kind of unpack that a bit? How does that actually help someone define their brand?
Well, think of it this way. A mood board is like a visual brainstorm.
Okay.
By gathering images and materials that resonate with your brand's values, style, target audience, you start to see patterns emerge.
Okay.
Right? It helps you solidify your brand identity and create a consistent look and feel.
So it's like a tangible representation of your brand's personality.
Exactly.
That's really clever. Did they mention any other hands-on activities that stood out to you?
Yeah. One of the most intriguing activities was focused on brainstorming, brand names, and defining target audiences. What's fascinating about this exercise is it wasn't just about coming up with catchy names, right?
Right.
It was about understanding the psychology behind branding and the importance of storytelling.
Yeah, sometimes we get so caught up in the aesthetics of branding that we forget about the deeper meaning behind it all.
You're absolutely right. This workshop really drove home the point that a brand is more than just, a logo or a color palette. It's a story, right?
Right. Yeah.
And crafting that compelling brand story is crucial for connecting with your audience on an emotional level.
So how do they guide the participants through that process? Do they offer any specific storytelling techniques?
They did. They introduced this idea of using a hero's journey narrative as a framework for building your brand story.
I'm familiar with the hero's journey as a storytelling structure, but how does that apply to branding?
Well, think about it. Every brand aims to solve a problem for its customers, right?
Right.
By framing your brand as the hero,
who
guides your customer on their journey to overcoming that problem, you create a narrative that resonates on a much deeper level.
Oh, that's such a brilliant way to connect with your audience. Did they provide any real-world examples of brands using this storytelling technique?
They did. In fact, they even use a bit of humor to highlight the importance of avoiding, outdated branding. They compared it to that uncle who still wears bootleg Levi's and calls WhatsApp, "What's up?"
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
It's so relatable. And it instantly makes you think, okay, yeah, I need to make sure my brand isn't stuck in the past. But wouldn't rebranding too drastically risk alienating your existing audience? How did they address that balance?
That's a great question, and you're right. It is a delicate balance. They stress the importance of evolving your brand while staying true to your core values.
Right.
They suggested using, market research and customer feedback to ensure that any changes you make still resonate with your target audience.
So it's about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Between staying relevant and honoring your brand's heritage.
Precisely. And the workshop really seemed to hit the mark with this exercise. Participants were buzzing with excitement, exchanging ideas, offering feedback on each other's brand names, target audience descriptions. It sounds like a very collaborative and energizing environment.
It does. And speaking of visual inspiration, the recap mentioned that participants were encouraged to use visuals like, you know, mood boards to define their brand, bring it to life. They even compared it to Pinterest, but in real life, with less doom scrolling and more delicious snacks.
I mean, that's a fantastic way to put it. And they're right. There's something so powerful about engaging with visual inspiration in that tangible way, right? Yeah. You can flip through magazines, play with textures, create something truly unique that captures the essence of your brand.
It sounds like this workshop went beyond just, you know, theoretical concepts.
Yeah.
And really gave participants the tools and the space to experiment.
Yeah.
And create something tangible.
Exactly.
And speaking of tangible creations, they also had a dedicated segment focused on branding elements like fonts and color palettes.
Yeah.
What stood out to you about this part of the workshop?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, what I found really interesting is that they didn't just, you know, present a list of trendy fonts or popular color schemes. Instead, they emphasized the psychology behind these elements and how they can be used to evoke specific emotions and perceptions.
That's such a crucial point.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in what looks cool or trendy.
Right.
But ultimately, your branding choices should be driven by your brand's personality and the message you want to convey.
Absolutely. And they even, you know, touched upon the practicalities of choosing fonts and colors, like ensuring readability across different platforms, considering accessibility for people with visual impairments.
That's a responsible and insightful approach. It shows that they're really thinking about the bigger picture and the impact that, you know, branding choices have on the user experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. They seem to have covered a lot of ground in this workshop.
They did. They did. And one of the key takeaways that really resonated with me was the emphasis on community.
Okay.
It wasn't just about individual brand building, you know.
Right.
It was about fostering those connections, creating a supportive network.
That's so valuable, especially for creatives who often work in isolation. Can you elaborate on how they fostered that sense of community within the workshop?
Well, from the recap, it sounds like they incorporated a lot of group discussions, feedback sessions, opportunities for participants to share their ideas, you know, and challenges.
Yeah.
They also encouraged collaboration, peer-to-peer learning, which is, you know, a powerful way to build relationships and gain new perspectives.
It sounds like they created a real sense of camaraderie and shared purpose.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
And the impact of that community aspect was evident in the feedback from participants. They talked about leaving the workshop not only with, you know, clearer brand identities, but also new connections, fresh ideas, and a renewed sense of purpose.
That's so inspiring. And it really highlights the importance of surrounding yourself with a supportive community, especially when pursuing creative endeavors.
Absolutely. We all thrive in environments where we feel seen, heard, and supported.
I'm curious to know more about the feedback they received. Was there anything specific that stood out to you?
Well, one thing that struck me was the overwhelmingly positive response to the workshop's hands-on activities.
Yeah.
Participants specifically praise that step-by-step process of creating mood boards, brainstorming brand names, defining target audiences.
So it sounds like these activities really resonated with them and gave them a tangible way to apply the concepts they were learning.
Exactly. And the feedback also emphasized the value of having, you know, experienced entrepreneurs like Melissa and Fakile share their stories and insights. Participants appreciated their candor and willingness to discuss both their successes and struggles.
That makes sense. It's always reassuring to know that even successful entrepreneurs face challenges along the way.
Right. It makes the journey feel more relatable, less daunting.
Definitely. This all paints a really vivid picture of what it was like to be at this workshop. I'm curious, what would you say are the three most important takeaways?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
For someone who wasn't able to attend, the three most important takeaways. Let me see. I think the first key takeaway would be the importance of storytelling in branding. You know, this workshop really drove home the point that a brand is more than just a logo or visual identity. It's a story that connects with your audience on an emotional level.
Right. That's a powerful concept. How about the second takeaway?
The second key takeaway would be the value of hands-on learning and experimentation. The workshop provided participants with practical tools and techniques, like creating mood boards and developing brand stories, that they could immediately apply to their own businesses.
I love that they went beyond just theoretical knowledge and provided actionable steps. And what would you say is the third key takeaway?
The third takeaway, and perhaps the most important one, is the power of community. You know, this workshop went beyond just individual brand building.
Yeah.
It fostered a sense of connection and collaboration that left participants feeling energized, inspired, and supported.
It sounds like they created a truly special experience for everyone involved.
They did. And this brings us to a crucial question for you, the listener. What makes your brand, your story, as unique as your auntie's secret chakalaka recipe?
That's such a brilliant analogy.
It really gets you thinking about what sets you apart, right?
It does.
From the crowd.
Yeah.
And it reminds us that authenticity is key.
I have a feeling we'll be diving deeper into that concept in the next part of our deep dive. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
That question about Auntie's secret chakalaka recipe really got me thinking.
Yeah.
It's such a simple yet powerful way to frame the idea of brand authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always easy to pinpoint what makes us unique, is it?
It's not. You know, we often get so caught up in comparing ourselves to others or trying to fit into those existing molds, right?
Right.
But the truth is, our uniqueness lies in those little, you know, quirks, experiences, perspectives that yeah. make us who we are.
So it's about embracing those imperfections, those things that make us stand out from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we translate those unique qualities into a compelling brand identity?
That's where self-awareness comes in, right? It's about taking the time to reflect on our values,
yeah.
our passions, the things that truly, you know, light us up. The workshop organizers encourage participants to really dig deep and ask themselves some tough questions. Questions like, what problem am I passionate about solving? Or what impact do I want to make on the world?
Those are some big questions.
They are.
But I imagine the answers can be incredibly revealing.
Yeah.
And help guide you towards building a brand that's both meaningful and authentic.
Exactly. And they even provided a tangible tool for participants to use during this process, the brand pyramid. It's a visual framework that helps you break down your brand into different layers, starting with your core values at the base and building up to your brand promise and personality at the top.
Can you walk us through how that works?
Mm-hmm.
What are the different layers of the brand pyramid and how do they all fit together?
Of course. Imagine a pyramid with four levels.
Okay.
At the very bottom, the foundation are your core values. These are the guiding principles that shape everything you do.
So it's about identifying those non-negotiables.
Yeah.
Those things that are essential to your brand's identity.
Precisely. And then building upon those core values, you have the second level, which is your brand purpose. This is the why behind your brand, the problem you're solving, the change you're creating, the value you're bringing to the world.
It's about articulating the bigger picture. The reason your brand exists beyond just selling products or services.
Exactly. And once you've established your core values and purpose, you move up to the third level,
yeah.
your brand personality. This is where you inject your unique voice and style, right?
Right.
It's about how you communicate, the tone you use, the emotions you evoke.
So it's about letting your personality shine through those, you know, quirky elements that make your brand memorable and relatable.
Exactly. And finally, at the top of the pyramid, you have your brand promise. This is that concise statement that encapsulates what your customers can expect from you.
It's like the elevator pitch for your brand.
Yeah.
The essence of what you stand for.
Precisely. And what's brilliant about this framework is that it ensures that every element of your brand is aligned and working together harmoniously, from your core values to your brand promise. Everything flows naturally and reinforces that unique identity.
That makes so much sense. It's like a blueprint for building a brand that's both authentic and impactful.
Yeah.
Did they share any examples of brands that have successfully used this brand pyramid approach?
They did. They actually used the example of a well-known South African brand, Nando's, known for their flame-grilled peri-peri chicken and cheeky sense of humor.
I love Nando's.
Right. They showed how Nando's has consistently woven their core values, passion, courage, and pride into every aspect of their brand, from their marketing campaigns to their restaurant design.
And Nando's is such a great example. Their branding is so distinct and memorable. I can definitely see how they've used the brand pyramid to create that cohesive and impactful brand identity.
They're a masterclass in brand storytelling. And this brings us back to that question about Auntie's secret chakalaka recipe. What makes your brand as unique and irresistible as that special dish that only she can make?
It's about finding those secret ingredients, those elements that make your brand stand out from the crowd. And sometimes it's not about being perfect or polished. It's about embracing those little imperfections that make you, well, you.
Exactly. And they even gave a great example of this during the workshop. They talked about how some brands try too hard to be everything to everyone,
right,
which can really dilute their message and make them feel generic.
It's like trying to please everyone at a potluck.
Yeah.
You end up with a dish that's bland and forgettable.
Exactly. Exactly. Instead, they encourage participants to focus on their niche, embrace what makes them different, even if it means appealing to a smaller, more targeted audience.
So it's about having the courage to be yourself.
Yeah.
Even if it means not everyone will get it.
Precisely. And this brings us to another important concept they explored in the workshop, which is the power of vulnerability.
Okay.
They emphasize that sharing your story authentically, even the messy parts,
yeah,
can create much deeper connections with your audience.
That can be a scary thing to do, especially in the world of branding where everything seems so polished and perfect.
It can be. It can be. But they shared a really inspiring quote from Brené Brown that really resonated with me. She said, "Vulnerability sounds like truth and feels like courage. Truth and courage aren't always comfortable, but they're never weakness."
That's such a powerful quote. It really highlights the strength it takes to be vulnerable, to show up authentically,
yeah,
even when it feels uncomfortable.
Exactly. And they even provided some practical tips for incorporating vulnerability into your brand storytelling.
I'm curious to hear more about that. What kind of tips did they share?
Well, one of the key tips was to focus on sharing relatable experiences. They encouraged participants to think about the challenges they faced in their entrepreneurial journey and how those experiences have shaped their brand.
So it's about finding those universal struggles that we all face, those moments that make us human and relatable.
Exactly. And another tip they shared was to use humor to disarm your audience and create that sense of connection.
We've seen that throughout this workshop. They've done a great job of incorporating humor.
Yeah.
To make the learning experience more enjoyable and memorable.
They have. They have. And they even talked about the importance of using storytelling techniques to engage your audience and make your message stick.
I'm all about storytelling. It's such a powerful way to connect with people on an emotional level. What kind of techniques did they suggest?
Well, one technique they highlighted was the use of sensory details.
Okay.
They encouraged participants to paint a vivid picture with their words using descriptions that evoke, you know, sights, sounds, smells, tastes, textures.
That's such a great tip. It can really transport your audience into the story and make it feel more real and immersive. Did they share any other techniques?
They did. They also talked about the importance of using metaphors and analogies to make complex ideas more relatable.
We've seen that throughout this deep dive. The analogy of Auntie's secret chocolate recipe.
Exactly.
It's such a perfect example of how a simple metaphor can make such a profound point about brand authenticity.
It is. And metaphors are powerful because they tap into our existing knowledge and experiences, making it easier for us to understand and connect with new information.
I'm curious to know more about the overall structure of the workshop. Did they follow a specific format throughout the day?
They did. They did. They actually followed a really engaging format that kept participants actively involved throughout the day.
Can you walk us through it? What did a typical session look like?
Of course, of course. They typically started each session with a short presentation or talk by an expert on a specific branding topic. This could be anything, you know, from storytelling techniques to visual branding elements.
So it was like setting the stage with some foundational knowledge.
Exactly, exactly. And then after the presentation, they would break into smaller groups for a hands-on activity related to the topic. This could be anything from brainstorming brand names to creating mood boards.
I love that they incorporated both individual reflection and group collaboration. It sounds like a really dynamic and engaging learning environment.
It was. It was. And then after the group activity, they would come back together as a larger group for a Q&A session with the expert.
Okay.
This gave participants a chance to ask questions, clarify any doubts, get personalized feedback.
That's such a valuable component. It allows for that deeper level of engagement and ensures that everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
Did they incorporate any other elements into the workshop?
They did. They did. Throughout the day, they also had several networking breaks where participants could connect with each other, share ideas, build relationships. They even had a dedicated inspiration station where they showcased examples of successful brands, provided resources for participants to explore.
It sounded like they really thought of everything, From the expert presentations to the group activities and networking breaks, they created a truly immersive and enriching experience.
They did. And it's evident in the feedback from participants. They talked about leaving the workshop, feeling energized, inspired, and equipped with the knowledge and tools they needed to take their brands to the next level.
And it all started with that question. What makes your brand as unique as Auntie's Secret Chakalaka Recipe?
Yeah.
It's a question that stays with you, prompting you to dig deeper, to uncover those hidden gems that make you, well, you.
It does. And it reminds us that building a brand isn't just about following formulas or trends,
yeah.
right? It's about tapping into your authentic self and sharing your unique story with the world.
And on that note, we'll move into the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore how the workshop wrapped up and what lasting impact it had on the participants. That format with the expert talks and the group activities, the networking breaks, sounds like a really effective way to create that well-rounded learning experience. Did they mention anything specifically about how the workshop wrapped up?
They did. They ended the workshop with a session focused on creating a personal action plan. And what I found really insightful about this part is that it wasn't just about setting goals. It was about identifying the steps needed to achieve those goals and overcoming any potential roadblocks.
Right. So it's about taking those big, audacious dreams and breaking them down into manageable steps.
Exactly. They encourage participants to think about, you know, the resources they needed, the skills they might need to develop, even the mindset shifts they might need to make in order to achieve those brand building goals.
It's like creating a roadmap for your brand's journey.
Yeah.
Anticipating those twists and turns along the way.
Precisely. And they even provided templates and tools to help participants create those action plans. They really went above and beyond to ensure that everyone left the workshop feeling empowered, equipped to take action.
That level of support and guidance can be invaluable, especially when you're starting out on a new venture. Did they share any examples of how participants planned to apply what they'd learned?
They did. One participant, a fashion designer, shared her plan to create a mood board inspired by the vibrant colors and textures of her hometown in Durban. She wanted to infuse her brand with that sense of cultural pride and showcase the beauty of South African design.
That's such a beautiful idea. It's a perfect example of how personal experiences and cultural influences can shape a brand's identity. Did anyone else share their plans?
Yes. Another participant, a food entrepreneur, talked about using the hero's journey narrative to tell the story of her brand. She wanted to position her product, a healthy snack bar made with indigenous ingredients. As the guide, that helps busy people fuel their adventures and live their lives to the fullest.
I love that. It's a perfect example of how a compelling brand story can really elevate a product beyond just its functional benefits and create an emotional connection with consumers.
Absolutely. And what's really inspiring is that the participants weren't just talking about theoretical concepts, right?
Yeah.
They were sharing concrete plans and actionable steps they were going to take to, you know, really build their brands.
So it sounds like this workshop wasn't just a one-off event.
Yeah.
It was a catalyst for real, tangible change.
Yeah.
Did they offer any ongoing support for participants after the workshop?
They did. They mentioned that they've created an online community where participants can connect with each other, share resources, continue learning and supporting each other's journeys.
That's fantastic. It creates that sense of continuity and ensures that the learning doesn't end when the workshop is over.
Exactly. And they also mentioned that, you know, they're planning to host follow-up workshops and IINs to delve deeper into specific branding topics. It's clear that they're committed to building a thriving community of entrepreneurs and creatives in South Africa.
I love that they're taking a long-term approach and creating a space for ongoing learning growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a testament to their passion and dedication to helping others succeed.
It is. And speaking of success, did they mention anything about the overall impact of the workshop?
They did. They shared some really inspiring feedback from participants. Many of them talked about how the workshop had given them a newfound sense of clarity and confidence in their brand's direction. They felt empowered to take action, make their dreams a reality.
That's wonderful to hear. You know, it's a testament to the power of education, community, and a little bit of inspiration.
It is. And it brings us back to that key question we've been exploring throughout this deep dive.
Yeah.
What makes your brand as unique as Auntie's Secret Chakalaka Recipe?
You know, it's a question that invites us to embrace our individuality, right?
Wow.
To celebrate those quirks and imperfections that make us who we are.
And to remember that building a brand isn't just about following formulas or trends.
Right.
It's about sharing your authentic self with the world and making a meaningful impact.
Exactly. And on that note, I'll leave you with a final thought to ponder. What is the one ingredient, that special something, that only you can bring to the table?
What a great question to end on. It's a reminder that each of us has something unique to offer, a story to tell, a brand to build.
So go out there, embrace your uniqueness, and create something amazing.
And that wraps up our deep dive into the brand identity workshop in Cape Town. I hope you found it as insightful and inspiring as we did. Until next time, keep creating, keep branding.